Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. It's Friday, BTN News listeners, and it's time to get your Friday edition of the BTN News Show started. It is the 5th of June, 2020. We've got the best technology news that's been happening, and we got it for you like we always do in about 5 minutes. The new Microsoft Edge browser has arrived. Yep, Microsoft has started rolling out its new browser through Windows Update. Of course, this is the new Chromium-based browser of Edge. Remember the one that actually launched back in January. Now, before, Windows users, yeah, you kind of had to physically go get it on your own. But now, finally, Microsoft just says, yep, we can do this through Windows Update. Meaning, probably like it or not, those 1 billion Windows 10 devices out there, yep, you're gonna get it. It's actually part of a bigger update for Windows 10 version 1803, meaning the vast majority of versions of Windows 10 that are out there right now, yep, it will be fully supported. If you haven't seen it yet on your PC, have no fear. I'm sure it'll be coming soon. Apple rumors, gotta love them, especially on a slow news day. 5G, yeah, we pretty much know it's going to be coming to the iPhones. How about the iPads? Well, according to these rumors, the 2021 iPad Pros looks like they're going to get it too. Yep, from what we're seeing, the Qualcomm Snapdragon X55 5G modem will be stuffed into these things. Well, that is if you get the data version, of course, meaning the iPad Pros will be able to take advantage of both the sub-6 gigahertz 5G and even the faster mmWave 5G. Now, if you're wondering where this news is coming from, well, where else? Our main man Ming over in China. And he's not just talking about 5G modems either. He's also talking about mini LED displays. Yep, those things could be on board as well. Now, Apple, of course, just released some iPad Pros in March, so anybody bought one right now, you're probably kicking yourself. But don't kick yourself too hard. We still don't know, first, if this is true, and secondly, what time in 2021 that these things will actually be released. Everybody's zooming. How many? 300 million. Apparently, that is the peak usage of the participants that use Zoom on a daily basis in April, meaning that the Zoom platform, yes, has grown by 354%. Amazing. Meaning their revenue also grew up to $328.2 million. And those of you keeping track of the money side, that's 169% increase. This is all part of their earnings call, which took place on Zoom. That's where all the bored people got together and said, hey, look how well we're doing. But one thing's for sure, Zoom is definitely outperforming their rivals of Skype, Google Chat, and even Facebook by leaps and bounds. And finally, Tesla, the UK government. Could they be coming together? It's looking like Tesla and the British government are working together to, yes indeed, find a location for a factory to be set up in England. Now, Tesla currently is actually having a massive expansion in Europe. Their big old factory in Berlin, yeah, it's got a new design and a research center, a whole bunch of things going for it. Funny enough, Tesla actually wanted the UK to be their possible first location of their factory. But at the time, they thought, a little too risky. But now it seems there's a little bit of change in the air, as the talks between the UK government and Tesla seem to be a bit on the chipper note now. As for where the factory could be, well, it looks like it could be in Somerset. There's a big old 650-acre gravity industrial park just waiting for Tesla. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we would love to hear it. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, yep, it's still there, britishtechnetwork.com, powered by TSO Host. That is where you find all of our podcasts, including this show, The Mac Show, The Big Show, The Photo Show, plus all the other fantastic stuff going on here at the British Tech Network. Find us on our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter, as always, at British Tech. And join us in our BTN community over at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show, yes indeed, the weekend is upon us. We will, however, though, be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, hope you have a great Friday, have a fantastic weekend. We'll see you Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.